902-975 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. And we have a game in the NBA inside the bubble. Pelicans, Jazz, they're getting it on right now. 102 all with 103 to play. This is a good game. Good first start. We'll get inside the bubble with Bubble Watch at 9:15 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli producing the show. We pushed it back a little bit because we got a late start this evening at 7 o'clock with Cousins Corner back at it. Good game, though. The start, the restart the season for the NBA inside the bubble. I can't wait to share this news when we talk about what's going on inside the bubble with Bubble Watch. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Man, some good news here as I'm looking at this one particular tweet. It's very good to see this. But we've been talking about Major League Baseball and how I actually think at this point, Major League Baseball should either, you know, forget about, I mean, look, the ultimatums. I think they should just do away with the Miami Marlins at this point. Do away with the Marlins. You weren't going to win anyway. You stink. Just get out. We'll see you next year. You know they're going to get some kickback. I think I heard Mike saying this earlier. You know they're going to get some money. They'll get some kickback. It's not a big deal. Just do away with the Miami Marlins. And if you're not going to do away with the Miami Marlins, put them. That's why you have the extra 30 players. Put them out there. Extra 30 players. They're out there. You go out there as is, and this is what you get. This is the roster. This is the product that you're going to get out there on the floor, on the field. Have at it. So that's where we started. Are you looking at Major League Baseball right now with things being so bad that you've decided to just, you know, kind of keep a little side eye on that sport, Major League Baseball, and shift your focus to the NFL? Because you cannot live without the NFL. You cannot, here in Philadelphia, live without your Philadelphia Eagles. You cannot. So that's where we started. Fun conversation there, because Major League Baseball needs to do away with the Miami Marlins at this point. There's no point of having them. What is the point other than competitive balance in each league? And the fact that it is the start of the season. We have talked about being unprecedented for so long. This is unprecedented. Something unprecedented needs to continue with the Miami Marlins and wrap their season up. Wrap it up. Get them out. They're in the way at this point. That's what the league should do with the Miami Marlins at this stage of the baseball season. The Phillies are going to have to postpone 7 total games. Hopefully, by the time we get on the floor, 7 total games is the only number that we have, because no Yankee series. Now the Blue Jays series this weekend has been postponed as well, canceled, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know which one they're framing it as, whatever term they're using. They're not playing this weekend again. And Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, he's not sure if they're going to play them next week. Where they have the 2 at home and 2 on the road. This is ridiculous by Major League Baseball. Ridiculous what the Marlins did. The negligence. If it is true that they went out and partied and this is how they attracted the virus, then shame on them. Shame on them. And shame on Major League Baseball for not doing anything. But you can throw 8-game suspension at Joe Kelly for throwing that Altuve and Carrera for the Astros, but you can do nothing to the Yankees. The Marlins. You think the punishment that they're getting, oh, they have coronavirus. That is a punishment on them. That is a punishment on them. But the team needs to be punished for how they handle things. There needs to be something in place for when this happens. It's ridiculous. Major League Baseball doing this. And the Marlins also selfish for playing that game on Sunday.
I'll tell you this too. Rob Manfred is
terrible.
Terrible. And has proven time and time again that whether you like Gary Bettman or not, whether you like Roger Goodell or not, Adam Silver's been pretty well-respected across the board.
Yeah.
Whether you like those two or those three, if you for some reason have an issue with Silver, he's proven time and time again that he is the most just pathetic excuse for a commissioner. I've seen bad commissioners throughout my 26 and a half, almost 27 years. You know, and some of them have stemmed from, you know, actual legal problems, right? But from a on the field standpoint, from an aesthetics standpoint for the league itself, Manfred stinks. He's terrible.
And Bettman always got the heat, right? As you talked about. National Hockey League just went about their business and it seems like they got things right.
They're good. I mean, you know, there's always an inherent risk in everything, but they're good for now.
So far, they're good. Hopefully, it stays that way for the National Hockey League. Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred have done things wrong this entire time. Going all the way back, as we said, to the turned labor negotiations when it wasn't even about that, the labor negotiations. It wasn't even about that. Wasn't about any labor negotiations. It was about COVID-19 and being responsible. It turned into labor negotiations because greedy owners and the way the players for some handled things, not good enough. Not good enough. And now we're in this spot. And this spot is a bad spot for Major League Baseball. So we ask early on the question, are you now shifting your gears more towards the NFL and away from Major League Baseball? Maybe you were just doing that anyway. Maybe this was just a filler for you as you got ready for the NFL. But we were looking forward to Phillies baseball, and now we don't have it. We're going to have a whole weekend here, and it's going to be great to have the Flyers and the Sixers in some meaningful games. But man, wouldn't it have been great to have the Phillies as an option as well? Wouldn't it have been? Now you don't have that choice. But it's okay. The Sixers will do their part, entertain us on Saturday. And on Sunday, while the Phillies are where they are, watching the Flyers, we'll be also listening here on the Fanatic and watching them at the same time. 610-632-0975. 106-104 Utah Jazz with 6.9 left on the game clock. Timeout Pelicans. And we'll see what happens. Game one has been very good. I told you the Jazz were going to beat the Pelicans. They were up big too. What was their biggest lead? I'm looking at this quickly. I don't know because this is not the regular website I look at. But they were up large. And they should have walked away with this one. Zion playing 15 minutes, and we knew that, as Tyler said. He was going to be on a minute restriction, just coming back, missed some time because he had to leave the bubble for a family emergency, and he has 13 points in 15 minutes, 6 of 8 from the floor, but they have to watch him. They have to watch him. And they kind of, again, they needed this game. They're with the Portland Trailblazers tied behind the Memphis Grizzlies, an opportunity to make a run for that spot. This is a good game, though. Man, we got something for Bubble Watch. And Jordan Clarkson went off at 23. Remember, I was at that trade at the time. As much as we like Alec Burks, and we're talking about Alec Burks being in a rotation, that was the guy. Jordan Clarkson was the guy. 610-632-0975, Bubble Watch at 915. Nate in Delaware next. What's up, Nate?
Hey, Nate, RC81.
What's up, man?
I love my high school.
What's going on?
Can I add on to the last thing I told you? My last synopsis, which was a teacher, is in the conference room. She says she got the coronavirus, and they allow her to go in the classroom and teach. Now we found out not just that she was out there partying, the whole teacher board was partying.
Wow. Man.
And so this synopsis with the Florida Marlins, I agree with you totally. You purposely went out and partied and brought the virus back, infecting not just your team, but the beloved Philadelphia Phillies, the Fighting Phillies.
And it impacted games with the Yankees.
Impacted games.
With the Baltimore
impact
Orioles.
For us. We wanted sports to come. We knew it was going to be a little bit of hiccup, but if you do it on purpose,
Yeah.
Hey, the commissioner, you know what?
What should he do?
Lose his job? If he let this go past, he going to ruin baseball. And they was going on a little path here. But he should, I can't fire the man. But I can tell you one thing, the Florida Marlins shouldn't play another game this year. You purposely did this.
Well, you got to kick him out.
Yeah, you got to go. But, Ron, thank you for everything, man. I love your show, man. Really do.
Nate, as always, man, appreciate it.
Gotcha.
You got it, man. We'll talk soon. I would gut him for this season. I would just gut him. See you. We'll see you next year. Get things together. Go put your team together properly because we're out. We're out on you right now. We're out on you.
Major League Soccer did it.
We knew something was going to happen. It did not have to be to this extent.
Major League Soccer did it.
Yes, they did.
Nashville came in. They're like, nope, get out. And that was for the playoffs.
Canada did it.
It was regular season.
Canada said, get out, Toronto.
Go play in Buffalo.
Go play somewhere else. We don't care.
But Canada, the light restrictions are going to tell us that we can't really play anywhere.
Right.
That's cool. See you next year.
Yeah, see you next year. See you next year. Man, it's just an ugly thing with Major League Baseball right now. And it's a shame because it seems like everything else is okay everywhere else, right? Everywhere else, they're fine. Everywhere else, they're fine. This one, though, it's a big, big stain. Big, big stain right now on the game of baseball. And they couldn't afford this one. All right, let's go inside the bubble. It's time for Bubble Watch. Yes, the NBA inside the bubble is why we started this. And the NBA is back. We have a final score in game one of the restart of the NBA season. The Utah Jazz, yes, knock off the New Orleans Pelicans. As I said, as the game was going on, 106-104 to win game one of the bubble. They were led by Rudy Gobert, 14 points, 12 boards for the Utah Jazz. Three block shots. Jordan Clarkson off the bench with 23. Just go out there and flat out score, Jordan. 8 of 17, 6 of 7 from the floor. Donovan Mitchell, 20. 6 of 14 from the floor. 6 of 7 from the free throw line. And Mike Conley, finally, 20 points, 4 assists, 7 of 16 shooting, 2 of 7 from the three-point line, 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. This is good for the Utah Jazz because Mike Conley had not been healthy for a majority of the time of the season. At one point in March, he was even benched. He was coming off the bench for the Jazz. Remember, they have no Bogdanovich, so they need to pick up every win possible for them. Good start to the NBA first game. Utah Jazz, 106-104 over the Pelicans.
It's good to see them getting production from Mike Conley, considering he's making $700 bazillion for this season.
That's the Grizzlies' problem, not his.
That's true.
Yes, that's their problem.
I apologize to jump in.
No, go.
How did after you sign Chandler Parsons to an unbelievably stupid contract, you then give Mike Conley the same kind of money?
Because Mike Conley turned that franchise around. He was your player.
But you knew that he was kind of done. Not done, but dropping.
You knew it wasn't the same. Yeah, the production wasn't the same. You're absolutely right. But that was one of those lifetime achievement deals for Mike Conley, and he got it. And
I don't blame the guy for getting the money. You take the money when you can get the money.
Oh, 100%. And as you said, he got a boatload of cash from the Grizzlies. They went over the Pelicans. Pelicans led by Brandon Ingram, 23. He missed three at the end of the buzzer. And they walk off the court down 0-1. Let's see what the Portland Trailblazers do to kind of counter if they stay or if they take a little bit of a lead in this one. Coming up next, of course, Lakers-Clippers. They are currently standing arm-kneeling, arm-in-arm once again And this is what is going to be in unison for the national anthem. And I love it with their Black Lives Matter t-shirts on their chest as well. With this game upcoming, Tyler, Dave McMenamin of the ESPN.com and ESPN family, local guy. A group of NBA players have arrived 20 minutes before tip-off to watch Lakers-Clippers and are sitting near midcourt. The group includes Dame Lillard, CJ McCollum, DeMar DeRozan, Carmelo Anthony, and a couple of others so far. I love this. As the guys, again, coming together, this is, we're all here together. This is the fraternity. We're going to beat each other's brains out on the floor. But at the end of the day, we're basketball fans, and we just want to see some good hoops. This is that AAU feel, that summer league feel that we talked about. These guys simply coming out there together on the floor.
Well, and I know that the Disney and the NBA have provided these guys with a ton of outlets to do things. Fishing, biking, golfing, all that, all this, anything you can imagine, they've pretty much got down there. But at the end of the day, these guys are basketball players, you know, and that's what they love to do. And not just do, most of them, I think, not just do it because they're professionals. They love to play basketball. And when you got a chance to watch two of the league's three best teams play a competitive, meaningful game on opening night of the return.
Yeah.
I would be there in a heartbeat if I was those guys.
Yeah, yeah. I would do the same, man. I would make sure that we were in the building and able to check things out.
And two, quite honestly, if you're part of, you know, I know that it's the NBA and scouting is immense and there's enough tape on every single player to watch, you know, tenfold. But if I'm a member of one of these other Western Conference playoff teams, I'm going and scouting this game out. Who's got their legs?
Without question.
Who's got their legs? Who's still not quite there yet? Does Kawhi come out playing like Kawhi? Does LeBron come out playing like LeBron? You know, and you're going to check everybody that you can out.
100%. And you know that's what they're doing. They're all scouting each other. They can't have scouts. I think if they have scouts there, it's very, very limited for each team. So whatever they have there, you're absolutely right. Coach is checking them out from inside the bubble. Maybe not at the games. They'll watch them on television. I'm sure they all have league pass or access to it because they're there. You're right. Players, I'm going to watch the games. What else are we doing? Right? What else are we doing? We're basketball fans. Unlike the NFL, with this top 100, the NBA players, they're going to go inside the bubble and watch. And finally, Lou Williams, we know he's quarantining right now after going to Magic City, FaceTiming with his daughter. That's pretty cool. Showing him, you know, he got two teeth now. Her name is Six. And, I don't know, does he have a daughter or a son? Or Miss Particular. I know about the other kids. All right, my apologies. With the baby, though, Six has two teeth. Lou is definitely quarantining right now. And the Clippers are about to get underway. He's not available because he has to have a longer extended stay inside the quarantine life.
I've really enjoyed the family time videos that they've seen. You know, and just like the people stuff,
yeah,
right?
Jason Tatum.
Yeah, you know, they're just doing people, they're just doing people stuff and getting by as best as they can away from their families and, you know, trying to win a championship and still doing, you know, everyday stuff.
Everyday stuff, man. And that is Bubble Watch tonight on this Thursday night. Remember, Bubble Watch now will include some updates from a game from the night before, or like we're doing right now, the games start pretty early, so we're able to give you something on the final result and just talk about what's going on inside the bubble. Bubble Watch, right here on the Fanatic. 610-632-0975, final segment coming up. Drew, you will start us off when we get back, and we will give away our final t-shirt of the evening, the Flyers playoff t-shirt at the end of the show. We will announce the number on the contest line for you to win that final t-shirt, Flyers playoff t-shirt, right here. I've been giving away them all day on the Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Some miscellaneous things to get into as well as we close things out. Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli is producing right here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, the Fanatic. 97.5, The Fanatic.
9:30, 97.5, The Fanatic. Coming to you from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Final segment. 22 minutes before we get out of here. And at that time, we will give away our final Flyers playoff t-shirt. Don't forget, tomorrow is in the morning, Farzetta in the morning, 2020, Happy New Year, as sports returns here in Philadelphia. So make sure you listen at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, 6 to 10, and just run through all the way until the evening where we close things down 10 o'clock tomorrow night. So listen to the programming all day here on 97.5 The Fanatic. It is good to have the new year, and wait till you see some of the videos and the photos in the morning to see what's going on with the guys here on 2020. Happy New Year. It can only be pointing up going forward, right? And one more time, you guys, we're giving away these t-shirts, so gear up for the playoffs and show your Flyers pride with exclusive apparel available only at the Wells Fargo Center team store. Shop exclusive Flyers locker room playoff tees and hats online at shop.wfcphilly.com or visit the store weekdays from 1 to 6 p.m. All right? It's your final chance today. Are we doing this tomorrow too or just today? I don't know. But it's nice to give away these t-shirts. It's great. What's going on with the union, by the way? You got the union on in there. I have the basketball.
Yeah, the 64th minute right now. Union up 3-1.
3-1. Okay.
Look good. They were doing a little backpedaling, a little bit of playing into their own zone about 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Casey put on a nice little press on the counter, but Andre Blake has been really good. What's that?
He's getting it done?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be a member of the union for long. I think Europe might be calling his name shortly.
Yeah. Go out there and get it done a little bit. I hear you, man. I hear you. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones as we have some other things to talk about, like a former Philadelphia Eagle that a lot of people wanted on this team, or some did not. He found a home. We'll tell you where that is. Let's go to Drew in Westchester next on the Fanatic. Drew, what's up?
Hey, Devon. How you doing this evening, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm actually just watching the Union like Tyler, just hoping they can hold on and pull out this win. So, yeah, I want to talk about the Carson Wentz thing and him being left off that top 100 list.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, I was looking, and I don't know everybody on the list, but there was a few quarterbacks there that were quite questionable in my mind that I thought Carson Wentz was a little bit better than some of them that I think he should have been, at least in the top 60 or 70. I forget. I mean, I think there was the guy from Buffalo was on
Josh
that
Allen,
list.
That's the main one for me that I've been talking about.
Yeah, and I don't understand that one. I mean, I don't see what the reasoning was behind putting Carson not on the list, because if you look back a couple of years ago, he played great. I mean, obviously the injury wasn't his fault. You know, he's leaving for a touchdown, he gets hurt, and then Nick Foles, wins the Super Bowl. That's nothing. I mean, that's not his fault. And then last year with the whole Seattle incident and Clowney, again, that's not his fault. So I don't think the guy's injury prone at all. So I don't see what other, reasons would have kept him off the list other than just, haters wanting to hate or something. I mean, look what he did last year with a bunch of, practice players, with receivers. He led them to a playoff, situation. So, yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me, Devon.
No, I have no idea why they did it. And at the end of the day, like we said, it's not that big of a deal, but it's just worthy of a discussion and trying to figure out why they would go that route. And just look at the players. As you just said, Josh Allen, number one, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Right. I think even Cousins was on there and Garoppolo.
Yeah, Garoppolo, Prescott, Josh Allen.
Those guys haven't done anything to put, to prove themselves better than Wentz.
Nope.
So, yeah, I think it's a tainted poll. I mean, who was it? ESPN put that out? Or
no, NFL Network.
NFL Network, yeah. Well, that's, I'm not taking any of their listing seriously from now on, because that's just, bogus. So
yeah,
I just wanted to let you know how I felt about that because I saw the Twitter thing there. So just wanted to chime in, my man.
Appreciate that, man. We'll talk to you
all
soon.
Right, buddy.
You got it.
Talk to you.
You got it. 610-632-0975. Tyler, let me throw this at you before we get to the phones again. 610-632-0975. Today is Arnold Schwarzenegger's birthday. Turned 73, I believe. I saw this earlier.
Is that all?
73. He's been around forever.
Forever.
Right? The bodybuilding, all that stuff. Movies, of course. Governor.
You know you made
of
it
California.
By, you know you made it in the lifting bodybuilding industry when you have a specific move named after you. Yeah, there's a when you're working out your shoulders, thing called an Arnold press. It's named after Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, you know, when you're doing a regular shoulder press, you palms face out, you do it straight up.
Yes.
You're doing the Arnold press, palms come in, and you turn as you go up. It's supposed to work more of your shoulders.
Okay. I didn't know about the Arnold.
Okay. It's a good one.
All right.
You use less weight than you would do on the shoulder press.
Huh.
A little bit harder.
All right.
More range of motion.
Okay. A couple other players at this game before we get back to, I wanted to ask you about Arnold. Chris Paul, Dame Lillard, we already mentioned. CJ McCollum, we mentioned. Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. Rachel Nichols tweets, Damian Lillard told her the other day he would normally be watching League Pass anyway, so might as well do League Pass live some nights. And why not Clippers, Lakers, you do this one live. I don't know where they're sitting because my field of vision is a little restricted here with the cameras in front of us, so I cannot see where they are, but maybe at some point they'll show where the players are. Maybe they're upstairs or something in the building. But do you have a favorite Schwarzenegger movie? He has a good list.
Yeah, it's not bad.
He has a good list of movies. And he has some bad ones in there.
I think I got to look up a list just so I don't leave one out. Because immediately your mind goes to one.
Terminator?
Yes.
All right.
But I want to go look up.
Predator is fantastic.
Okay.
Predator is fantastic. I'm a guy. If I'm scrolling through the television channels on the guide and I see True Lies, I stop and watch it. And it's really not, it's really a lot of Tom Arnold and Jamie Lee Curtis that make that movie, but it's an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. So I'm in on that movie. What's the other one where he's the teacher? I used to watch that with my daughter. He's a teacher. He's a cop, but he's like
kindergarten cop.
That one. Yeah. I used to watch that one a lot. The Terminators, as they kept going, I lost interest, but...
Actually, no, I've got mine.
What's yours?
I would go with the original Total Recall.
I liked Total Recall when I was younger. I tried watching it again, and I was like, eh. You know.
Not so much.
I know it's a good movie, but it doesn't hit me the same as when I was younger with Total Recall. Give me a couple more before we get to Travis.
So The Expendables, he's in both of those. Both pretty good. At least the first one's pretty good.
I was about to say both. There's like 18 of them.
Yeah. No, I think there's only two, isn't
there? Nah, it's like four of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think he's in two of the four.
Okay.
And he got in the later one, maybe, after he was done with his governorship.
Okay.
I think.
Running Man.
That was good.
What else we got? If you're looking for a Christmas movie, my least favorite
Jingle
Christmas
all
movie
the
of
way.
All time, Jingle All the Way. Hate that movie.
All right.
Commando.
Commando was good.
Conan, the Barbarian and the Destroyer.
Yeah, I watched it. I remember it. I don't need to watch it again. I know everything about it, but I'm not. I don't need to see it again. It was good, though.
Trying to think if there's anything else that really stands out. I mean, he's in Batman and Robin. He's Mr. Freeze. But
yeah,
that's
he was
a terrible.
Terrible
movie.
That was terrible. He was terrible.
Collateral Damage.
That was okay.
Then you kind of start to get into some bad movies. Right. Oh, no, he's in Expendables 3, too, so you were correct.
Yeah, I know he's in two of them, two or three. I thought it was only two, but there are four Expendables. Sylvester Stallone had like 18 stars in those movies.
It's a good cast.
How do you do that?
Because you're Sylvester Stallone.
You get all of them.
And you call up your boys and you're like,
all of
them. You're like, hey, we're going to make a movie. And they're like, yeah, all right, cool.
And guess what? When I was down with my knee, and I'm not even going to fake it and act like I don't. One weekend, I was just in the house. Everything was done. I didn't have to do anything. I think I watched three of them in order.
I've never seen the third one.
It's corny.
First one's really good.
But it keeps your attention, and it's action movies. I'm a big Jason Statham fan. Sylvester Stallone is, just weird in those movies, Then you have...
Plot line of that movie, those movies are, anyone who has ever played a tough guy,
yes,
ever, you're in the movie.
Yeah, we know when they made me mad, when they incorporated the Jean-Claude Van Damme part of the movie, I was like, he's been done. What are you doing? I never liked any of his movies anyway. I always thought he was overrated, but the entertainment value of the whole thing, I get it. Arnold Schwarzenegger, 73. Let's go to Travis on the cell. What's up, Trav?
Hey, what's up, champ? I hear you talking about running down on McRib sandwiches, boneless wings, and all this nonsense, french fries not made of potatoes. You rolling out here.
Hey,
come on, man.
The McRib sandwich
wing is not a thing. That is like, come on. That's like.
The boneless wing is fantastic. You guys disrespect the boneless wing.
Is it white meat or dark meat?
It's white meat.
Well, it's a tender, man. Stop playing. All right.
It's not a tender. It's too small to be called a tender, and it's too chunky to be called a nugget.
Tenders come in many different sizes, man. Many different sizes. Don't discriminate on the size.
I love the chicken tenders, but I need the chicken tender to be bigger than a chunk of a boneless chicken, boneless chicken wing.
I don't know.
That's what they call it. They call it the boneless wing. Not
now
me.
Splitting hairs. Hey, I'm looking forward to the start of this basketball season. Kind of waiting with bated breath. Baseball, I don't know what they're doing. It's laughable at this point.
Yep.
I wasn't gonna watch anyway, but it's laughable. They got Manfred's only, he can only do what the owners let him do. So, guys throwing out at those Astros, they need to, my opinion, safety, put fastball on their ribs all day long. Once you throw it up, at a high level, that's deadly. So, Kelly got to sharpen his game a little bit. But, looking forward to the Sixers getting rocking and rolling.
As we are basically 2 days away now, not basically, we are 2 days away, Trav. Yes. What do you give them in terms of a shot?
Oh, well, Embiid don't feel like they're supposed to be playing. He'd rather be out somewhere playing bocce ball. So, really, what kind of shot? Do they have a puncher's chance? I'm anxious to see what Simmons does. I really don't know that I'm all that excited. Everybody, if he's shooting the ball, though, that's a good thing. And I think the bottom line with Simmons, just get the ball in his hands and go, or fill the wings and go. And really, it's just about being aggressive. I think he should be watching Giannis tapes, because I don't think Giannis is more skilled than him. He's probably a little longer.
And he's aggressive.
A little more athletic. But I don't think he's as skilled. And certainly Ben has a chance to, grow and develop his body to suppress Giannis. But really, it's about that mentality, that killer instinct, and trying to get 50 on a bad night. And until Ben does that, I think we're going to be going to what position that we play. It doesn't really matter. You just go be the best player on the court and dominate and keep dominating. Let me ask you, Devon, since you into this boneless stuff, do you do crab legs or whole crabs?
No, I don't like crabs anymore. I used to like crabs when I was younger. Yeah, I stopped liking crabs. I don't know. Maybe it was just the work that I had to do. But no, I stopped eating crabs a long time ago.
Really? Now, when you did eat crabs, did you use a mallet?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, see, that's where you went wrong.
I would
you way back then.
We would do both.
Without a mallet.
We would do both because when we would do them here, sometimes you would do the mallet, sometimes you wouldn't. My family in Massachusetts is a big seafood area up there, right? So Massachusetts is known for their seafood, and we would do without up there. But, the twisting, the breaking, the mallet, we would do all of it.
Okay, yeah, come on, you can't use no mallet, you know, at a barbecue trying to do crabs with a mallet. You get laughed out the backyard.
Yeah, we would do
everybody
all of that stuff.
Live ones go on, dude. No doubt, man. Good listening to you, man. Keep doing your numbers, all right?
All right, Trav, appreciate it, man. We'll talk.
Man.
All right, man. See you. 610-632-0975. Yeah, I stopped liking crabs in a long time. It's not that they stopped tasting good overall, like the eggs and all that stuff I had my issues with. I just stopped. It just wasn't. I didn't really care for them anymore.
That's interesting. I have.
I just stopped caring for
them. I would say that I have a similar, thing that I liked when I was younger.
Okay.
That I don't eat too much anymore.
Okay.
I don't, and it's weird because I love steak, and I love, steak specifically, but I hardly ever have a craving for a burger anymore.
Really?
No.
Wow, how long has this been?
Probably like 4 or 5 years. And like I said, I love steak. I'm a huge steak fan.
Wow.
I like chili, you know, with turkey or ground beef in it, doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But when it gets on burger form, I don't know. It's just I've not had a big craving for a burger in a while. My dad and I after the round today went and got burgers, and I got a veggie burger, and I was honestly it was just as good.
They're not bad, but if I'm going to choose, I'm going to get a burger.
Yeah, I don't know.
100%.
It's just, you know. Like I said, it was something I used to get all the time when I was a kid. My brother eats them like they're, you know, he's never going to see a cheeseburger again. It's just something I kind of fell out of taste with.
Never getting a cheeseburger again. Not I.
I'll get them. I'll order them. But if I can get something else on the menu, and it probably, you know what it is? It probably goes back to my thought process of if I can make this at home, why am I here?
Right.
So, I'm not a good cook by any means, but I can make a cheeseburger. I can make a grilled cheese. I can, you know what I mean? So, if I'm at a restaurant, I'm going to get something either that I don't have the produce for or something I know that I will not be able to make.
Huh. Wow. Okay. All right, man. Listen, before we get out of here, you know, we always have these great food conversations. We need to have a food segment every night or something because it's out there.
It'll be bubble wash for food.
Bubble wash for food. No question about it. LeSean McCoy signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A lot of people thought he would be a good option for the Philadelphia Eagles to back up Boston Scott and Miles Sanders. Boston Scott, of course, being the number two. But he decided... They came after him that, hey, man, Tampa Bay it is. So he is now a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, along with Rob Gronkowski, a little bit older. I actually thought instead of coming to Philadelphia once the Damian Williams stuff went down, that they might look to bring him back, even though they got drafted Hilaire and all, that they might, you know, just bring him back. And he knows the system. He knows everything. Bring LeSean McCoy back. But he decided to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And where does that leave the Eagles with Devontae Freeman? Are you good with the running back situation?
No, I'm not. And I wish that they would have drafted a running back, to be quite honest with you. I like Boston Scott, and I think Miles Sanders, for the first time, I've said this a couple of times, for the first time since LeSean McCoy, is the first Eagles feature back in quite some time.
Right. Yeah. And... It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out because there are a lot of questions still. Can Miles Sanders handle the load as the number one running back? Period. Can he handle the load as the number one running back? We'll find out. We have a call that wanted to sneak in before we get out of here because we do have to give away a t-shirt on the way out. Let's give Chuck his time right now. Chuck, you got about a minute, some change, man. What's going on?
Hey, man. What's up, Devon? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm pretty ticked off. I mean, just what an absolute catastrophe in Major League Baseball.
It's a joke.
And have the Phillies had any confirmed tests to this point?
No players, but it did come out today that a coach and a clubhouse attendant did test positive. So Citizens Bank Park has been shut down. The Phillies weekend games between the Blue Jays are now canceled slash postponed, whatever you want to call it. So right now, that's where we are.
I mean, you know, just complete and utter negligence on the part of the Miami Marlins and Major League Baseball. I can't understand it. I can't understand why the path that they took was to have a bunch of players talk in a group chat.
Yep.
Like, you know, we're talking about whether or not we're going to go play our beer league softball game. And this is how they're handling it in Major League Baseball. I could have never imagined something like this could ever take place during these times. It's just unfathomable.
I agree with you 100%. Chuck, is, you know, we talked about this to start off the show. We thought it was ridiculous that we're in this position. And the fact that we are and they have done nothing yet with them, with the Miami Marlins, is also a joke.
And just from a baseball standpoint, I get that health is the primary concern. But just from a baseball standpoint, Devon, I just can't see this being good for the Phillies in any way, shape, or form. I mean, they can reset their rotation and get Aaron Nola and Wheeler out there, but the Philly season, to me, just kind of feels like it's over, to be honest.
And that's why the question on the way out, Chuck, have you now shifted your focus from Major League Baseball straight to the NFL?
Not exactly the NFL, but other sports.
Yeah, see, the playoffs for the Major League, for the NBA and the National Hockey League. Exactly. Chuck,
absolutely.
We'll talk to you later, man. We got to go. Bro. Have a great night. We'll talk to you later. You got it, man. Thanks to everybody for calling in, checking in this abbreviated show. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 o'clock. We'll have the full 4 hours tomorrow as we run from 6 to 10 tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, the morning show. Happy New Year 2020, so tune in to the show. Tyler Zuli, great job as always. Thanks to all the callers, all the tweets, everybody who listened. Right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And for the final time this evening, we will give away a Flyers playoff t-shirt. The number 9 for
Ivan
Provorov for the Philadelphia Flyers. 215-263-0975. Number 9 on the contest hotline. Playoff t-shirt. Flyers on the ice. 3 o'clock Sunday. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.